Hello, a number of years ago, I heard a beautiful Dvar Torah that I wanted to share with you. It says in Lech Lecha Tesvav, Hey, Vayotze Oso Hachutza, Hashem brought Avram Avinu outside, Vayomer Habetna Hashamayma Uspar HaKochavim. Very famous Pasuk, he told him, go outside and look at the sky and count the stars. Imtuchal lesporosam, if you're able to count them. Vayomer lo koyezaracha. Another vayomer in the middle of the pasuk, and he said to him, so will be your offspring. So the question was, what's happening over here? There's a conversation between Avram Avinu and Hashem, or rather Hashem and Avram Avinu. And Hashem says to Avram, go outside and count the stars. But there's an added word over here in the pasuk. It says another time, Vayomer. Why does that have to be there? And Hashem said to him, Koyezaracha. So maybe something happened in between. What happened in between the first Vayomer of Avram Avinu being told to go out and count the stars, and the second Vayomer of Hashem saying to him, so will be your offspring? And Chassidus Rebbe said that what happened over there was Avram Avinu went outside. He went outside and he started counting the stars. Now it's impossible to count the stars, and we know it's impossible. We have the Hubble Space Telescope, and we know it's impossible to count the stars. And Avram Avinu certainly knew it was impossible to count the stars. And yet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go outside and count the stars, he went outside and he attempted to do the impossible. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Avram Avinu go outside and attempt to do and accomplish the impossible, Hashem gave him a bracha. And according to this drush, the bracha that was given was, your offspring will be like you. They will attempt to do the impossible. They will not say, that's not possible, that's too difficult, that's too hard, what's being expected of me is too much. If they feel that their mission or what they have to do is difficult or hard or even impossible, they will still attempt to do it. The next parsha, there's a beautiful pasuk about Avraham Avinu going with Yitzchak to the Akedah. And it says, Vayomer Avram el Na'arav, Shvu lachem po imachamar, Va'ani v'hanar nelcha ad ko. You sit here with the donkey, he says to Esav, and me and the lad, I'm sorry, to Yishmael, and he says, me and the lad will go to Ko. You know, I'm reading here the Art Scroll Chumash, and it says, Ko is me and the lad are going to go to yonder. Where is yonder? So if we want to know where Ko is, you look in Rashi, and Rashi says, Aniva Nelcha ad Ko. It says, Derech mu'at l'makom asher lefaneinu. We're going to a short way to a place that's in front of us. But further on in the Rashi, it says, we're going to l'makom ko yihyeh zaracha. You know where we're going to? We're going to ko yihyeh zaracha, to the place of people doing incredibly difficult things. This Nisayon of the Akedah, the culmination of the 10 tests of Avram, was impossible. He spent his whole life preaching against it, and now this is what Avram Avinu was being asked. And yes, he did the impossible. Yud Aleph Cheshvan, this Friday is the yahrzeit of Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zatzal. Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, was a person of Ko Yihyeh Zaracha. He became the Rosh Yeshiva in his late 40s when he already had Parkinson's disease. And he became Rosh Yeshiva. There were less than 700 Bachurim in the Mir. And he shouldn't really have taken the Rosh Yeshiva ship. Maybe he should have declined it. Maybe he should have told his brothers-in-law to take it. No, but he decided, Va'ani banar nelcha ad ko, I'm going to do this. And in the next 20 years, he grew the yeshiva, and he had millions of dollars that came into the yeshiva. And by the time he was nifter, there were 7,000 bachurim in the Mir yeshiva. And he did all this what with declining health, with a terrible disease that most people in his predicament, in his situation, would have been in a nursing home, not really accomplishing much. But he accomplished because he had this koyi yazaracha. He had this spiritual gene from Avraham Avinu, the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can do the impossible. Ladies, sometimes we're asked to do really difficult things, and sometimes we're even asked to do the impossible, and we can because we are from the Zevra of Avraham Avinu, who got the bracha of Koyi Yazaracha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.